sloganeering at the disco. Kindness is laughter or whatever. You got an expert reputation, and everyone is looking up to you. Did you enjoy the novelty and then move on? I, of course, love that for you. What are you?
Too Much Rock podcast number 729. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Cheekface. That's called Hard Mode. It's from the band's new album, Middle Spoon, which came out last week, February 25th. Self-released, though you can find that on all the physical formats you might be after. That LA band is on the road, not coming to Kansas City this time around, but they put on a good show. That's a good album. I got music for you this week, and a lot of it's in the power pop vein. I'm going to start with something here from the Tubbs. This one is The Thing Is.
And I lost your phone, left you in Catford Spoons, and you were all alone. You said you never met someone you hate like me. Said you never met someone you hate like me. We were only to leave if you were broke, and I made you stay. You said you never met someone you hate like me. You never met someone, but the thing is. Thank you.
back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Brad Marino from Rochester, New Hampshire. The song is called Hamburger U. I think that was originally released in about 2003, just digital only. Though this Friday, March 7th, it's available on the Brink by Rumbar Records. It's a collection of some unreleased songs, some songs finding their way to vinyl for the first time that previously just been kind of CD bonus tracks, things like that. 17 tracks, some of it's very power pop, some of it's very pop punk, lots of covers in there. I like that one quite a bit. Before that, we heard from the Tubbs with the song The Thing Is. That's from the band's upcoming album, Cotton Crown, which will be out this Friday, March 7th, on Trouble in Mind. I love that band to death, and they just remind me so much of Sugar, and that's a wonderful thing there. All right, we'll continue on. More music. This is Rich Kids and the song Cheap Emotions.
But now it seems that I
welcome back from your short trip in the Wayback Machine. We just heard from Sorrows with the song What a Good Boy. That was recorded in 1981 for a third album that never came out. The label sort of dropped them there. But that album has just been released February 28th on Big Stir Records, and it's called Parting Is Such Sweet Sorrow. It's the band's would have been third album, all recorded one night, mostly live, a lot of beat and power pop and just rock and roll, and some really good stuff there from that New York band. And then before that, we heard from Rich Kids from London. And that's, of course, the project of Glenn Matlock of the Sex Pistols. The song is Cheap Emotions, and it was on the band's only album, Ghosts of Princes and Towers, which came out in 1978, though I have that on a 1999 cherry red CD reissue. I've been listening to that one a lot and enjoy it so much. Anyway, I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's continue on here. I've got one from Locals, Full Bloods. The song is called Warrior 2.
Putting me off, and I probably feel a say that it's not like before. And I'm not gonna play your game anymore. After what you did, I can't stay on. And I'll probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Oh, when you're gone. Oh, when you're gone. Oh, when you're gone.
Oh, that one is a gem. And that is The Byrds with I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better. That was from the band's 1965 album, Mr. Tambourine Man, though that's from a 2005 Mobile Fidelity Sound Lab reissue, and actually it's a bonus track, an alternate cut of that one, and a stereo mix, that one written by Gene Clark. Just fantastic there, and if that doesn't sound like power pop to you from 1965, I think we have different definitions. Before that, we heard from Full Bloods from Kansas City, Missouri, and the song Warrior 2. That's from the band's new album, Playing It Safe, which will be out March 7th on High Dive Records. That is, of course, a project of Ross Brown. I've caught him live a couple of times in the last few weeks, and they put on wonderful shows. And that song there, just excellent songwriting. Really love that one. Anyway, we are about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 729, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. We got Tear playing Granada on the 3rd. MJ Linderman is playing at Bottleneck that night. Slowpoke is at Farewell on the 4th. On the 6th, This Is My Condition showing up at Farewell. That's an rarity there. On the 7th, Violenteer plays at Record Bar. On the 8th, Big Night, Nightosphere at Howdy, 10 Times Fast at Farewell, Reviser at Mini Bar, Catfight at Skate Bar, and Arc Flash at the Replay. On the 9th, Helmet is playing the Bottleneck, Gully Boys are playing Record Bar on the 11th, Cosmic Kitten is at Replay playing a matinee that day. Soccer Mommy is at the Truman on the 12th. Thong Gag is playing Farewell. On the 13th, Redder Moon is playing an Electronica Fest at Stray Cat. On the 15th, Alcest is at Granada. Drew Black is at his own house, 4129 Forest. He's just putting that dress out there. Show up, rock show. Dead Vin is playing at the Parian that day. Looking over at the website, not much new there. I got photos and videos and my thoughts of a Daniel Gum and Full Blood show that happened about a week ago. More things are coming soon, but nothing else out there as I tell you this now. And of course, I have saved time for one more. I've got one from Pauline Murray and the Visible Girls. It's from their self-titled debut album that came out in 1980, though mine's a 1995 CD reissue. The song I'm going to play is called Dream Sequence 1. The band is fronted by Pauline Murray, of course, from the band Penetration, late 70s punk rockers from the north of England. And this one is a one-off, and it's just wonderful, just perfect new wave. So let's end things here. Pauline Murray and the Invisible Girls with the song Dream Sequence 1. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.